And the angel of the Lord found her by a fountain of water in the wilderness, by the fountain in the way to Shur. Nevertheless, a fountain or pit wherein there is plenty of water shall be clean, but that which toucheth their carcass shall be unclean. And if a man shall lie with a woman having her sickness, and shall uncover her nakedness, he hath discovered her fountain, and she hath uncovered the fountain of her blood, and both of them shall be cut off from among their people. Israel then shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Jacob shall be upon a land of corn and wine. Also his heavens shall drop down dew. And the border was drawn from the top of the hill unto the fountain of the water of Nephtoah, and went out to the cities of Mount Ephron. And the border was drawn to Baalah, which is Kirjath-Jearim. Now the Philistines gathered together all their armies to Aphek, and the Israelites pitched by a fountain which is in Jezreel. Then I went on to the gate of the fountain, and to the king's pool, but there was no place for the beast that was under me to pass. But the gate of the fountain repaired Shallum the son of Kolhozi, the ruler of part of Mizpah. He built it, and covered it, and set up the doors thereof, the locks thereof, and the bars thereof, and the wall of the pool of Saloha by the king's garden, and unto the stairs that go down from the city of David. And at the fountain gate which was over against them, they went up by the stairs of the city of David at the going up of the wall, above the house of David, even unto the water gate eastward. For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light. Bless ye God in the congregations, even the Lord from the fountain of Israel. Thou dost cleave the fountain and the flood. Thou driest up mighty rivers, which turn the rock into a standing water, the flint into a fountain of waters. Let thy fountain be blessed, and rejoice with the wife of thy youth. The law of the wise is a fountain of life, to depart from the snares of death. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, to depart from the snares of death. A righteous man falling down before the wicked is as a troubled fountain and a corrupt spring. Ever the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern. A garden enclosed is my sister, my spouse, a spring shut up, a fountain sealed. Fountain of gardens, a well of living waters, and streams from Lebanon. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water. As a fountain casteth out her waters, so she casteth out her wickedness. Violence and spoil is heard in her. Before me continually is grief and wounds. Oh, that my head were waters, and mine eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people. O Lord, the hope of Israel, all that forsake thee shall be ashamed, and they that depart from me shall be written in the earth, because they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living waters. Though he be fruitful among his brethren, an east wind shall come, the wind of the Lord shall come up from the wilderness, and his spring shall become dry, and his fountain shall be dried up. He shall spoil the treasure of all pleasant vessels. And it shall come to pass in that day that the mountain shall drop down new wine, and the hills shall flow with milk, and all the rivers of Judah shall flow with waters, and a fountain shall come forth of the house of the Lord, and shall water the valley of Shittim. In that day there shall be a fountain open to the house of David, and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine, figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God.